Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for June 7th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. A new open-source AI memory system that just topped the benchmarks, Google paying SpaceX almost $1 billion a month for compute, and some really practical dev tool advice that could save you a lot of headaches.
Yeah, there's a clear theme running through today's stories. Compute is expensive, AI companies still aren't profitable, and the smart move is building lean and flexible. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story today is MemPalace. It just dropped as the top benchmarked open source AI memory system, and it's completely free. If you've been duct taping together vector stores and summarization chains and ad hoc context windows to give your agents persistent memory horses, this is the project you need to look at.
This is huge for anyone building agents that need to actually remember things across sessions. It handles storage, retrieval, relevance scoring, basically all the plumbing that separates a demo from something you'd actually ship. And the fact that it's open source means you can self-host, audit the retrieval logic, customize scoring for your domain. No vendor lock-in.
Right, and what's wild is the signal this sends. 6 months ago, startups were raising entire funding rounds on AI memory as a product category. Now, the best benchmarked version is free on GitHub with over 2,200 stars.
The memory layer is commoditizing fast. The differentiation is moving up the stack. It's not about whether your agent has memory anymore. It's about what it does with that memory. If you're building anything memory dependent, adopt open source as your baseline and focus your energy on the actual application logic.
Staying in the AI world, there's a really practical piece from a developer who published their methodology for teaching AI coding agents test-driven development, basically constraining the agent to follow TDD loops. Write the test, watch it fail, implement, watch it pass.
That's interesting because most people just let coding agents freewheel and then wonder why the output is unpredictable. Defining these kinds of behavioral boundaries is where the real craft of agent engineering is heading. Link in the briefing if you want the full methodology.
Also in AI news, Northern Wales have told police to stop using AI for drafting court statements. A real-world example of AI-generated content hitting hard regulatory walls in high-stakes domains.
If you're building AI writing tools for legal, compliance, government, anything with stakes, expect this pattern to repeat everywhere. Designed for human in the loop from day one. Don't bolt it on later.
Okay, let's talk infrastructure, because this next number is staggering. Google is paying SpaceX $920 million per month for compute capacity.
Per month? That's over $11 billion a year. That tells you that demand for AI training and infrastructure has outstripped what even the hyperscalers can build themselves. Google can't build data centers fast enough.
The practical implication for builders is pretty clear. Compute costs aren't coming down anytime soon. Optimize your inference, use smaller models where you can, and keep an eye on whether capacity constraints start affecting your cloud provider's SLAs.
And on the flip side of that, NVIDIA is proposing what they're calling a beast mode CPU architecture for Windows PCs. If that ships, local inference on desktop hardware could get a lot more viable. Relevant if you're building desktop AI apps or thinking about on-device deployment.
Quick detour to a really practical dev tool story. There's a great deep dive making the rounds on why random UUIDs as primary keys absolutely murder SQLite performance.
Oh, this is one of those things that bites people hard and they don't understand why. Random UUIDs cause B-tree fragmentation, tons of page splits, slower inserts. It's a mess, and more builders are using SQLite now, especially for local first and edge apps.
The fix is simple. Use OIDs, UUID v7, or just integer primary keys. Small change, massive performance impact. Link in the briefing.
Honestly, that's the kind of thing you should grip your code base for today. 5-minute fix that could save you real pain at scale.
Over in startups and funding, the S&P 500 Index Committee has rejected SpaceX and won't waive their profitability rules for OpenAI or Anthropic.
This is telling. The biggest AI companies in the world still can't meet basic profitability requirements for index inclusion. It confirms what a lot of us suspect. Unit economics and AI haven't been solved yet.
And if you're building on top of these players' APIs, that should make you a little nervous. Pricing and API costs could shift as they chase profitability. Architect for provider flexibility.
Which actually connects back to a quick hit. There's an open-source Go tool called GoStock for local-first AI stock analysis that supports DeepSeek, OpenAI, Llama, and more. It's a nice reference architecture for how to stay back-end agnostic across LLM providers.
A couple more quick hits. OpenAI's Whisper repo is trending again, still the go-to for self-hosted speech recognition, and someone ported Pokemon Emerald to WebAssembly, and it's hitting 100,000 FPS, which is just a delightful WASM performance showcase.
100,000 FPS on a Game Boy Advance game. That's absurd, and I love it.
So, here's the takeaway for today. The AI memory layer is going open source and commoditizing. If you're building agents, stop rolling your own memory and adopt something like MemPalace as your baseline.
And the Google SpaceX deal and the S&P rejections are pointing at the same thing. Inference costs are high, the big players aren't profitable, and pricing is going to shift. Build lean, build flexible, optimize aggressively for cost.
That's the briefing for June 7th. All the links are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, ship something good.
See you all tomorrow. Happy building.